Pleased to be able to wrap up our program today with a kōrero with Matawhero Lloyd. I'm very intrigued too. I've always wanted to build a marae or a pā or something, but just down there, the land, all the skills. But this fella has, and he's done that to pay tribute to his tupuna, Matawhero. Tēnā koe, man. My name's Dale. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, kia ora, Dale.
Hey, mate. Thank you. Look, Matawhero has put this together, and there are some open days this week, which is part of the reason that we're talking. But to be honest, Te Hoa, I'm very intrigued. This is just north of Gisborne, if my info serves us correctly. But take us back to when this first started lingering about in your active mind, Te Hoa. What were you hoping to do?
Well, the Pāside's been known to the whānau for generations, but like most pā sites, they're fenced off and or ploughed over or just left empty. So our whānau, or my old man and mum, moved back into the country here at Whareturu, and we bought the piece of land that the pā site's on. And so for years we sat there and thinking, oh man, we've got to do more than just look at an old sort of few pits in the ground. So we just decided, oh well, let's just rebuild it, and been learning from that,
which has been cool. How long has this been part of your life?
Well, about 6 years now. So the biggest problem is that all the natural resources and material were all cleared when you know, over the last few generations. So we've got no raupo, we've got very little manuka, so we've actually had to replant a whole lot of that in the beginning. And so that now it's all starting to come forth, we can sort of use it as a usable resource.
And talk with us what you've done here. Obviously, it's sensitive because you know that your old people walk this land, so it's not like you want to go in and develop and put in big D7s and rip it to shreds. Quite the contrary. How delicately did you approach this mahi, Matawhero?
Oh, yeah. You know, in some respects, wāhi tapu as well, you know. So the first thing was really just, had that kōrero in the Wairua with the tipuna about could we get back on the site and rebuild it, and could we use it to teach our own whānau, and also as an educational resource and to celebrate our history. And so that's what we did, and we felt that it was a good thing to do. We only do it by hand, so and only with natural materials, so we don't like any tantalised stuff, just trying to keep the moti of it as pure as we can. The experience and learning and the lessons along the way are part of the journey, and the fact that we don't want anything to be absolutely permanent, you know, you have to actually keep working at it. It's a living and breathing thing, not just a sort of like a tourist site. We're full of plastic and panelized posts, but that's been the reason for it, and it's proven itself. We've had a lot of our kura come out and gives us a chance to share the old ways, the ways that our tipunas might have lived, and some of the innovations that they had as well, which I love the most. Also, you know, taonga puoro and all the different activities and arts that come with living on the pā.
It's amazing. I love the way that, because there's some YouTube references here. If you Google Matawhero's name, it illustrates part of the journey. But the way that our tupuna, they're very smart, the way that they sunk our whare into the ground there, and in natural insulation, it overlooks the river, and very special. So what? No nails?
No nails. It's all natural fibre. I did start off doing muka, but I realised I need a whole tribe to help me do the muka because it's so laborious. And so at this stage, I don't have a whole tribe. I just have a few tamariki but in muka. So we use natural, as everywhere we can. It's all natural materials, natural fibre ropes, manuka, and totara. I've just planted a massive amount of whāriki so I can do the matting properly as well and hold wānanga for those sorts of things. So pretty much it takes time. and we're in no rush though. The journey is in the build, not so much in just having something done, but in the learning as we go. I had one person who posted up saying, how would you all feel about if you had to live like back in those days, you know, it was a bit rough, isn't it? And I was like, oh, heck no. Our tipuna were far more advanced than we give them credit for. They were innovative. They had high quality resources and goods, and they lived a simpler life. They lived happily and joyfully, and that's what the Pasite for me reflects, a chance to reconnect with that. There's not enough places I've seen around the motu where you can actually sort of on-site of a traditional Pasite and actually just sit there for 2 hours and just enjoy the river and the manu. So that's what this is about.
It looks like a very peaceful place. But if you gee, I wish we had got to you a bit earlier because I'm fascinated by what you've done here. But it's very inspirational for those others who want to celebrate our whenua and acknowledge the richness of what occurred on it. As the bro just said, you know, so often you say, well, that's where it used to be, and there's a couple of kumarapits or middens. But in fact, it was a very vibrant community in days past. That's what he's created here. There's a number of featured videos. If you Google Matafiddle's name, which one would you direct us to, bro, so that our peeps can see sort of quickly what you've been doing over the last half dozen years?
If you look up Whetu Ariki, that's our whānau sort of marae where the Pasite is being rebuilt. So Whetu Ariki, and I don't know Whetu if I've really Ariki. Put a specific, but yeah.
Yeah, that's
I don't know
cool.
if I have a specific video for on YouTube, but I'm thinking of doing one of those restoration channels for the Pasite. So we'll see how that goes.
We'll see how that goes. You got some open days on this week, brother?
Yep, Thursday and Friday, open days this week, and then I'll be having a lot more regularly throughout the coming year. I'm thinking of some wānanga and overnighters or weekenders, so anyone wants to come and help, we can make some muka and do some whāriki and put up some palisades. Yeah,
do it together, be awesome. Who are you hoping will turn up on Thursday?
Sorry, what was that?
I say, who's coming to the open day?
I put a post up on a Facebook group called Travelling New Zealand, and there's a few people who liked it, so I think we're up to about 9,500 likes in about 4 days, and I've had heaps of people contacting, and so, I've got about three schools that are looking to bring their kids through, so we'll be setting up specific sort of visits for them as well.
Great to make contact with you. I hope we can stay in touch and talk some of
Absolutely.
These kaupapa through. But hats off to you, bro, and kia ora for all the mahi you've already done. Thanks, Mata Whenua.
Kia ora te ao, ngami.
Tēnā koe, bro. Thank you. Again, Whetu Ariki, if you Google that up.